Welcome to the Jennifer O'Brien Show. I'm your host, Jennifer O'Brien. Thanks for coming back and joining us this week. We have a very special guest on today's show. It's comedian Doc Kennedy, and he has a podcast out there called Comedian Investigates Radio Show, and it's a very funny podcast, and he kind of breaks away in the middle of his podcast and does these little investigative kind of dialogue, and it's extremely funny. It will have you laughing out loud, so definitely go check out his podcast. But let's not waste any more time. Let's go ahead and get right into that interview. Thanks again for joining us, and we appreciate your support. Hey, if you want to leave a 5-star review, just let us know, and we'll be sure to send you out a t-shirt. You can just send an email to JenniferO'BrienComedy@gmail.com, and I'll make sure you get that t-shirt. All right, y'all have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Well, let's do the podcast first. And then I'm opening and closing right here in this dialogue. But don't leave until you've heard this interview. Thank you.
That's really,
it makes me look serious.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely got that old school marm thing going on there.
I do. So I just got to work with it. Last time people were commenting and I didn't know how to click to the screen. So this time I'm going to try to figure it out. So I'm going to try to pay better attention.
I like the glasses. You know, the glasses make you, it gives you that old Mary Bailey in the flashback that George has, you know, of what her life would have been without him.
Oh, yeah. That's what you look like right now. Where he chases her down at the library. Yeah. And she's just like, that's. Oh,
and then he gets shot at by his friend.
I cry every time I watch that movie. How about you?
Not every
It's time. A Wonderful Life.
I have
You
cried.
Never cry?
Well, I have in the past. I've cried.
Well, hold on. You have a 1-year-old now, don't you?
Yeah. No. I meant about that movie.
Like
it's actually produced tears in the past. But
it has produced. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not now though.
No, now you're hard.
I'm insensitive. Yeah.
I know it. To me, it's one of those movies. I know exactly what's going to happen, and yet each time he's running.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing that last scene, and I'm just tears pouring down my cheeks.
Since you want to get all serious all of a sudden, early, like when I was, I had my first breakup, I was going through a difficult time. I started dating later. So I was in my 20s, but you know, because I didn't care about dating before that. But anyway, so I'm going through this breakup and really kind of questioning my life, and it's middle of summer, and I end up watching that movie, and I get to the part where Clarence says, "Don't you see you really had a wonderful life?" And man, Lord used that to just all he really used that to in some ways save my life. So
really, It's a Wonderful Life means a lot more to you than the Happy Christmas movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very personal. And now I've just exposed it to the world.
Wow. So that you would just make that comment. It just naturally happened. You talked about the glasses. Now we're talking about George Bailey running. Yeah. And of course, the famous iconic line from that movie is every time bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that doesn't really do much for me. But
it doesn't.
No,
the whole thing does cheesy. So much. It is cheesy, but I like cheesy. So, I've realized anytime I'm watching a movie and they want you to cry or feel emotions, the music is. I feel it. I'm there like that. It's
my wife got to meet that gal, the lady that played Zoe.
The little girl.
Yeah, was that her name? So.
Zuzu.
Zuzu.
Pedals.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she had the
Zoe. You know, Zoe, Zuzu. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. So did she? And Zane. What was she like in real life? What was that little girl like in real life?
Very rude, mean. Just
What you would expect.
Interface,
from this Hollywood
She's
actor
like,
kid.
She's 80 years old and she's like, "Hey, you know who I am?
You know who I am. Remember me."
Yeah. Yeah, she lived out near Seattle, and or she does, and she likes to she'll do these events where you know, they'll do a book signing or whatever, you know, and real sweet gal. She's just, you know, I think it's pretty cool that someone would be willing to still appreciate what they did when they were a child. And, you know, some people are like, oh, that was then and I'm not like that now. So it's cool that she's, you know, that she is cool with it.
She's still cool with that. That's her one claim. Did she go on to make any more movies is the question.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was like one and done. Yeah. She was the one hit wonder.
A child actor, you know. And...
yeah. Well, maybe she turned out okay because of that. It's the ones that stay in the business that, you know, like the poor McCullough. Yeah.
Well, there was one of the kids in, I can't remember if he was in Wonderful Life. He was in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Mm-hmm.
My sister likes that movie.
Davy Jones, I think is his name. But he did the voice of Pinocchio in the cartoon. Oh. And then he became like a rodeo type guy, and he did a ton of stuff
in the rodeo.
Well, he did a ton of stuff. He would do he did westerns, and he did a lot of stuff. So some of those kids went on to,
some of them were okay, like
and then you have your Alfalfa
Howard.
Ron
Howard, you know, look at him now. He's making you know, he turned out pretty good.
Yeah, even Clint Howard's done pretty well.
It's not, I think it's the family. I think it always is going to come to the family that you're raised in versus, you know, but poor some of these kids that you hear the horror stories, Corey Feldman, hear like kind of his stuff? He released a doc several years ago about, you know, anyway,
That's right.
Make it happy. Yeah. Happy, but that stuff's pretty serious.
No, it is. It is. It's very serious. Yeah. And I'm glad that the people that are really pushing that evil are being flushed out.
You know what? I don't think you can hide anymore with podcasts and people that can go make their own docs. Yeah. And speaking of that, go ahead, because I got a joke for you.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Well, I won't ruin that. Go ahead.
What's up, Doc? Is that funny?
What is up?
Like that? Nothing. I just thought it'd be funny because your name's Doc Kennedy.
Like, oh. No, I thought you might have something on top of that.
No, I just, my curiosity is how many times
I'm really
you
glad
hear
that
in one day.
Oh, yeah. And I have to pretend every time I meet somebody, I have to pretend that it's the first time
that
I've
heard
that. Yeah. So that they'll feel validated in their stupidity.
Yeah. Like, do you ever just go with it and laugh with it? Like, if they're older and you're trying to be nice?
Especially. Yeah.
Like with me, you were just like, what? And I was like, well, that's all I got.
Well, I realized you're in the demographic that I would just go with it. And like, well, she is old. So let's just go ahead.
And,
so do you want to deliver that line again?
I'm middle-aged. What's up, Doc? Oh, I'm up in age. Oh, zinger.
Never heard that one. Wow.
You got me. I know.
First time.
I thought so. I thought I'd be so original coming on here today.
I got to be honest, too. Like that, I usually am kind of sarcastic with it anymore because it's really hard for me to just hide my feelings.
Okay. And let's talk about that because we went from like you being basically. Getting in touch with your true emotions through It's a Wonderful Life to now you're shutting them all down. What happened
Shutting
it down. Is that life happening to you?
That's control.
That maturing? That's control.
Yeah.
Is that true control or false control?
I don't know.
Okay. So I don't know your story.
Let's see here. It's 9:48 in the AM here.
Oh, you're in Tennessee, right?
I am in Tennessee, and you know, this is an ungodly time of the day. So
I know. You know, we got four people watching. So hey,
there's four people up this time of day.
Well, I'm on East Coast. We're 10:48 here.
Yeah, I know. You guys are way ahead of us.
We're waking up. We're waking up here.
Yeah.
So tell me, I met you through the Christian Comedy Association. So we kind of
you.
Yeah, lucky me. That's right. And so I don't really know your comedy journey. So just enlighten us, Doc.
I'm going to give you I'll give you the elevator pitch.
Okay. And go.
So I mentioned the time with the first breakup.
First breakup.
I watch It's a Wonderful Life, you know, and then I start, I'm not going to kill myself.
Okay.
This chick.
Good news. Good news. Good news.
So I'm still alive. So what should I do? It was when Seinfeld was coming out on DVD. And I love Seinfeld. So I was buying Seinfeld and laughing. And it's still the only show that I can go back and still have genuine laughs these years later. So definitely the humor just always resonated with me.
It does. Oh, can I ask a quick question? Mm-hmm. And I hate to interrupt, but
your job, your interview.
It is my job. So have you watched Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Of course.
Comparisons to Seinfeld versus Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, of course. Well, I can't watch Curb with the family for one.
No, you can't.
I definitely prefer Seinfeld.
Yeah.
The characters I always appreciate, but there are characters in Curb that I always love. I loved Bob Einstein as Marty Funkhauser. You know, and they're doing another season of Curb. And I just can't do it without Marty. You know, it's not the same. And I love Bob Einstein's comedy.
But Seinfeld, out of the two,
Seinfeld
towards that for you.
It's not even close. Yeah, and I'll take Comedians in Cars over Curb.
Oh, I love Comedians.
I'm just a Seinfeld guy, so I love Larry David, but some of the stuff becomes a little bit repetitive, and it's kind
of always ends in fighting and blowing and yelling. Yeah, and it's fine, but every episode after a while, I'm like,
It's kind of the same
thing. Something else here, Dawn. Yeah, a little bit, but I love the humor on both of their ends.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Seinfeld's making you laugh. You're feeling better.
Yeah. So
buying the DVD set. Like,
oh, well, maybe I could help bring some laughs and blah, blah, blah. Here we are.
Yeah.
That's the elevator pitch.
Okay. So Seinfeld is basically, you're like, wait, I'm feeling this feeling of happiness and laughter. Yeah.
I would like to help others feel the same.
And then, so what do you do at that point? Do you go?
I'm living in a small town. I'm living out in the sticks. In Washington State, on the opposite side of Seattle. So I'm probably, it was 300 miles from my parents' place to Seattle. So, and that was where I was living at the time. I had that fun of.
Were there vampires back in those woods?
Oh, you know
it. Ever see Edward Cullen? Yeah.
Well,
that's his stomp.
But we were always, but we were tight. So it was good.
Were you?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
You're not even near a comedy club.
No.
You're not even near,
a stage.
So what are you going to do? Are you even writing at this point?
What am I going to do, Jennifer? What am I going
to
do?
Tell me, because we're here today.
I feel like we should cut to a commercial. Let's just cut to a commercial.
Today's episode brought to you by What's Up, Doc?
Will he get into comedy? How will it work?
Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah.
Come back next time, folks. Next week.
Cut it right now. Yeah. Okay. And we're back. So
I can't remember what year it was, but it was before online stuff was really, really getting popular. It was at the beginning of that. Well, I did find an online comedy course.
Okay.
And so I took that. Uh-huh. It would have been something like 2005. And so I took
2005.
Took the course. Took a writing course. Well, thank you, Robin. I love you too.
Robin very says, kind. "Love Doc."
Yeah,
gotta love Robin.
Oh, she's got the same last name as you. That's ironic.
Oh wait, it's like we could be sisters or something. You know what I mean? Isn't that crazy?
Well, that seems far fetched, but
I'm paying her to come on. I just texted her, "Good on here," and
say you did?
Something like, "No, I'm kidding. I didn't." She just popped up.
Yeah, you hacked her profile. You just posted that yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we'll take that down and we'll keep going.
Fast forward, and I moved out to Seattle and been happy ever since.
And then you just tell me your first experience getting on stage. Oh. I'm sure you just
I don't think anybody's ever asked this. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I've been doing the writing thing for a couple of years, you know, and, and just trying to get that down. Yeah. And there was a club in, so what happened was my best friend moved out to Seattle at the same time as me. And actually we were in Tacoma. It's about 30 miles outside of Seattle.
Okay.
And he was doing stand up at the time also. Mm-hmm. And we're going to this mic on a Sunday night, and all I've right. never been on stage. I have no idea what this is going to be like. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, kind of, I'm sure there's a brown stain on his car seat.
It's just, you were that confident. Confident.
Yes. And I was actually thinking about this the other day, how on the way there, I was so uptight. I wouldn't let him talk to me. I'm just. Oh, I feel. Yeah.
Did you
do not talk? I'm Seinfeld. I'm doing the Seinfeld formulated crap. I have to know my lines exactly. And if I don't deliver each perfect line, the smallest thing will throw the whole show, not just my set, the entire show, and maybe the city off tilt. Mm. So, I'm carrying the weight of the world is on me.
And no pressure.
Yeah. So I get up there and, you know, and it was.
It's terrible, huh?
Yeah, it'd be, you know, it was working out material.
It was your first time.
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't like this guy's the next star, you know, obviously. Right. So.
But enough that you went back, obviously.
Well, what else was I going to do?
You could have quit right there. You could have said, this is not working. It did not go perfectly for me.
We had a small problem. Uh-oh. This particular club, it was a bringer, which means you have to bring someone to get the stage time.
Sure.
Well, my buddy and I were the only people we knew because we had just moved there.
Right.
So we would rotate every other week.
Hey, you do what you got to do to get that stage time. Okay.
Well, that kind of sucked, you know, because you want to create a little bit of momentum.
Right, right. But, so every other week you got to go up out there.
But my thing was, I thought, well, because I come out of this small town and I have no clue how the world works, I thought maybe because really what I wanted to do was act. I wanted to be in movies. Ooh. And so I thought, like, well,
Wonderful Life.
Kind maybe of I no, none of that.
Not black and white. Those are old.
Yeah, who does anything in black and white? Stupid. Mm-hmm. So the idea was to try to use stand up to get into film.
And, okay.
Well, then I met some folks and they were filmmakers and they helped me along that road. So I quit stand up.
Oh, wow.
For quite a while. Focused on, I did video production and learned quite a bit, you know, doing that. And then I actually went freelance for a while. I just did freelance video production as a career.
Okay.
But there'd be like one or two times a year that I'd always have to go back on stage. And, I'd get frustrated pretty quick and get that out of my system and go back to filmmaking. So, but I knew that this was kind of where I was supposed to be doing stand up and doing live shows. You can't beat a live show. To me, there's nothing better.
Right. So my question is, where do you stand now? I mean, I know you do some video stuff now. You have a podcast.
Well, yeah, but it's great to be able to have the video background to be able to use that now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when it comes to the arts, it's definitely it's a little bit of both. Because I love doing what I'm doing now, with Comedian Investigates. I love doing that.
Oh my gosh.
I love creating laughs. And
yeah.
I really don't care what, I shouldn't say I don't care. I think there's value in both. So,
sure.
You know, not everybody can go to a live show, but they can click on a video.
Right. And so, like you said, nothing compares to a live show. I've heard your podcast, which it's Doc Kennedy Investigates, right? Is that the name?
No,
of it?
It's The Comedian Investigates Radio Show.
Oh, I said it wrong.
Which is on YouTube.
Which is really funny. And I reached out to you like last week. I was listening in my car and I was laughing out loud. I mean, the way
that makes me happy.
You edited it down, you're interviewing, and then you break away from the interview. And I know when I used to do improv, there's a sketch called film noir. So you're in the middle of talking and then you clap and then you come out of it. And it reminded me a lot of that, to where you're kind of talking and then you break away and you're saying what you're really thinking. I was just laughing the whole time.
Well,
very funny.
I'm really glad. That makes me really happy, Jennifer, and builds confidence. So thank you.
Yeah.
I think noir is probably, and it's definitely a spoof. So,
Well, there's so many podcasts. Even what we're doing now, we're competing in a sea of voices. So it's good when you can do something a little different that stands out, that, you know.
Yeah. And it combines things that I'm interested in. A lot of my life, I've always enjoyed, like, right behind me here. Let's see here. Right here.
Okay.
That picture there is Jerry Orbach, who is Lenny Briscoe on Law & Order. So I've always loved that, like, investigating, private investigation, that type of work. You know, if I had two lives, I'd probably do that in one of them. But
That was going to be my next question.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you would be okay. I got a question for you. Bloodhound Gang.
What about?
Do you remember the Bloodhound Gang from 3-2-1 Contact? PBS.
Oh, okay. PBS. No, yeah, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
I know. I'm a little older. Like that was kind of like our investigated. Like we used to love watching the Bloodhound Gang. And I just didn't know if you were going to connect with me on that, but that's fine.
I'm sorry.
I'm older, and we've talked about this. So
you're just shy of 60.
Thank you, let's see. Just shy of 60. Oh, you're so close. Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Bloodhound Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Bloodhound Gang. Don't remember. None of that is ringing a bell. Good. Well, that's just, once again,
Carmen,
my sister remembers.
Okay.
Now, see, I was raising kids with Carmen San Diego, and you were, I don't even know what our age difference is.
I wasn't your kid, but I was a kid watching Carmen San Diego.
You were. See, you know, at my age, I start looking at younger people thinking I could be their mother. Like I could have birth that person. I might have been a teen pregnancy, but I could have done it. You know,
I turned 40 this year.
You turned okay. I'm 46. So,
well,
baby brother. Don't think I could have birthed you. So, Carmen San Diego, where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
I told you I'd try to behave too, since we're live. So, yes. I'm not even going to go down that road. Thanks for trying to set me up, though, Jennifer. That's nice.
You're welcome. So this is a passion of yours, is investigating, getting to the bottom of things. So are you into conspiracy theories, is my question, or is that whole another level stuff?
No, I'm into truth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And if it's true, then how could it really be a conspiracy?
Yeah.
So do you like to watch like certain do you get into alien conspiracies?
No.
Or
I'm not interested in aliens at all. I never have been, actually. So, like, when I was a kid, I was watching Westerns because I enjoyed, I couldn't get into Star Wars. I couldn't get into Star Trek because in my kid mind, I just couldn't get into reality. So I always loved history, and I still do. And I liked things that were more real. Now I can enjoy a little bit more fantasy and kind of, you know, be a little bit more open to that stuff. But as a kid, I remember seeing Star Wars for the first time, and there was two moons. Uh-huh. You know, and that was it. I'm out.
And it was too scary for you. So let's talk about the trauma you must have been going through in childhood that you couldn't even go there. Oh, well, look, we got Joseph Winsler saying aliens are just fallen ones in disguise. Hmm. Well, that's a can of worms we could open.
Well, that, yeah.
It might be too scary, so we're going to take that one off.
Yeah.
Too scary. We don't want to go there right now. But Joseph, we'll have to have Joseph on and talk about that.
I'll just say,
I can go there. I can go there with the alien stuff. I find it very intriguing.
Well, yeah. And
yeah,
for the most part, I agree with Joseph.
Yo, do you? Okay. So you wanted to investigate more stuff that was in reality versus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's not try to go and have two moons.
Homicide detective was always up my alley. That was something that I would have, you know, that was on my radar growing up as a possibility of something to do.
How about Emergency 911? Did you like that show? Emergency 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
I love Law and Order.
Cops?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely
Cops.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Cops, too.
Yeah, back sure. In the day. It was funny living in Tacoma. I was watching Cops one night. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like it was happening in real time as I saw the streets. And it was a street that I was living on right there.
No.
And it's like, yeah, it was pretty wild. But
wow.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Right there.
I used to impersonate one of the, like, some of the girls on Cops, you know, they'd be picking her. I mean, she's just like all on the curb. She can't sit still and she's just fidgety. I don't do it anymore.
Well, you should. Let's see it.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll play the cop. All right. I'll play the cop. All right. Hands behind your head.
You know, she can't sit still. You know what I mean? And then she starts taking off. You know what I mean? Then they got to wrestle her back down. She's out of control. Yeah. That girl.
Yeah.
That
tase
girl.
Her.
She's
taser.
They didn't have tasers back when we were watching it back in the 90s.
I know. Those poor guys.
They had those clubs. Yeah, old school.
Yeah. And that was back when you could beat a woman as a cop and nobody cared.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, I know. Dang it.
Oh, man. So you're into investigative stuff. That's super cool. Like I realized thanks to 2020, I'm really into conspiracies or a truth seeker. I am. I get excited.
I don't like calling them conspiracies because that I feel like that's well, it's an easy way for those involved in lies to just say, hey, it's a conspiracy. Look the other way.
Well, yeah. Now, when I hear people say, oh, it's a conspiracy, I think, well, let me find out because there's probably truth in it and somebody's trying to conceal it. So that's what 2020 did to me. I'm coming out of this pandemic super into a lot of stuff that I never even knew existed. You know what I mean?
And I think it's good for us to be awake to the reality of some of the stuff that's been going on. But at the same time, you know, not allowing it to go too far to where it's controlling our every thought.
Yeah. There is that balance where at the end of the day, that's where my faith kicks in. It's like, well, even if a lot of this is true, which it could be, let me just stick to loving God, loving my neighbor.
Yeah.
And, you know, just.
Yeah.
Just,
no.
But I will tell you, it's fun to just turn on, like get on YouTube on a Friday night and just kick back. And we just have a lot of fun watching some of these people out there with a lot of funny stuff going on. Some of it's just so absurd that you can't even believe it, which those are kind of the ones I enjoy watching. Just crazy stuff.
Well, give me an example.
Won't say names, but we, because you know,
you don't want to get Clintoned.
Oh, thank you. Don't even talk to me about that because that's a whole nother thing. No, but we watch this one guy and 1 minute he'll be talking some stuff that I'm like, yeah, man, that's so yes, totally. And then all of a sudden he busts a bomb on you like, you know, and Kamala Harris is a clone. And you're like, whoa, just some weird stuff that I'm like,
I don't agree with that.
And then we bounce off. But sometimes we just listen and we just get a good laugh and chuckle. Yeah, sure. Because, but some of these people, I like 100% believe some of this crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm just more of a spectator, and I'll listen. But yeah,
it's a good place to be.
I find it interesting. Yeah. So Doc, I break down. So you said if you were not a comedian, you mm-hmm. would be some sort of investigative homicide, forensic.
I would have liked to have been in law enforcement. What turned me off immediately was the hours. And I thought, you know, I don't want to work graveyard. Yep. That was that. I was done.
It all came. So
I had an epiphany actually when I was younger, and I was like, you know what? I don't know that I want to be a cop as much as I want to be the guy playing the cop. You know, Lenny.
Right. Briscoe. In the background. Yeah. So tell me, and we're going to be wrapping it up here in just a moment.
Oh,
tell
no
me,
way.
I know. I try to keep Already? It to about a half hour. I know.
What?
I know. Sometimes people go.
I haven't even gotten into the good stuff.
Okay, then we're gonna just stay here for a minute and unleash the good stuff on us. Like, what's that good stuff? No.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Tell me a highlight. Tell me like dream role. Like right now, let's put it out into the universe. Oh. Like if you could have that dream role as
I'd love to be in a Western.
You know, a Western. Okay. Sure. All right. So
that would be great. Yeah, I'd love to be in a Western. Yeah. Okay. You know, I've been watching a 1980s series called Crime Story, which is it's based in the 60s. And I love that, starring Dennis Farina, who was an actual Chicago detective before he became an actor. Mm-hmm. So, I love that type of stuff. Those would be my two, you know. Okay. Let me be a cop, or let me be a cowboy.
Cowboy or cop. Okay. Yeah. You've heard it here first, people. If you're looking for a cowboy or a cop,
yeah,
go or check if out you Doc just Kennedy.
Need, if you just need somebody funny, I guess I can do that too.
Or somebody funny. And so we got the dream role. What's the dream gig for you? Probably nothing too late in the evening, I would imagine.
It's kind of funny because now I'm like, you know, I go to bed at 2. That's a great night. Oh, so.
Look at you. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, it's been different having a kid. Kind of threw that off.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
It's all good.
Lights out 10:30 over here, but.
Yeah. Well, I'm not 46 yet. So
I know. Something you can look forward to. Something you can look forward to.
Well, maybe you can come back to my side.
Well, maybe I will. You know, they say insomnia kicks in when you get older. So we'll see if that happens. And then I'll be up in the middle of the night.
I think they meant dementia.
Yeah, that too. You know, so lots to look forward to.
So then you just stay up because you can't remember that you were supposed to sleep.
Ah, okay. So tell people I'm going to get better about typing stuff in.
My dream gig.
Yeah. Dream gig. Yes. Okay. Yeah. See.
Open for Seinfeld.
The dementia already kicking in. Yeah. Opening for Seinfeld.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So we're putting it out there.
It could be, a house of 5 people and I'm opening for Seinfeld. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
That would be I would retire.
You're going to retire after that.
If you want to get me out of comedy, just get me to open for Seinfeld.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. If someone's trying to take you out in the game, they just got to get you to open for Seinfeld.
Well, I always feel like when a comic dies, I'm like, oh, that's horrible. Well, that is more stage time for the rest of us.
Well, it's a good way to look at it. You know, you got to, because obviously you're coming from your neck of the woods where you had to wait every 2 weeks to get on that stage.
Yeah, exactly.
So I could see how.
And then that club did so well. A few weeks later, they shut that comedy club down. It was mm-hmm. called Giggles. They turned it into a strip club called Jiggles.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, boy. The jokes were flying then. It went from Giggles to Jiggles. So they just had to change that first letter.
I don't even know if they changed that. Maybe it was a G as a J.
So no performing there after... Uh-uh. After that night, yep. No, that you, that's right. your career had ended right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And that was before Tacoma Comedy Club opened. So,
wow. You know,
I got, wow. yeah.
Very cool. Well, you know,
I feel guilty.
Tell people, you feel guilty for what now?
Well, I feel like, you know, the strip club happened because my act sucked. If I had a, if things would have gone better that first night, first time I was ever on stage.
And now these poor women that have been enslaved to a life of stripping is all your fault. It's all your fault.
The whole thing that we saw with Chopped in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't have happened.
See, and I'm so glad you don't carry a lot of pressure or guilt upon your shoulders. Sounds like you're just a free guy. All right. So those that have tuned in today, because, you know, we're going in between 0 to 2 to 4. I think we were up to 6 people at one point.
Wow.
I know. Incredible, right?
Not even my parents.
Not even your parents. So tell people if they want to continue this journey further with Doc Kennedy, where can they find you?
DocKennedyLive.com. And you can find all sorts of goodies there. There's all sorts of fun. Yeah, including Comedian Investigates Radio Show.
Yes, Comedian Investigates Radio Show, which is also on like iTunes, because that's where I've listened to it.
All podcast panels. You'll be able to see the one and only Jennifer O'Brien on an upcoming episode. I can't say exactly when it will be released, but it will be within the next few weeks.
Yes. Very exciting. All right. So
I am excited.
I am excited too. So we're actually going to get off this.
Can you see this? Wow. How excited?
Your face is red. Your eyes have a sparkle.
Yeah. Tons of emotion.
It's almost too much. It's almost too much for me to take in right now. So we better just go ahead and kill this. And, all right. Well, everybody go check out Doc Kennedy. I know. Well, I figured the investigative thing. I was trying to speak your language. No. Yeah, okay. So, all right, everybody go check out Doc Kennedy. And thanks for joining us today on the Jennifer O'Brien Show. I've been your host, Jennifer O'Brien, and sayonara. I think that means goodbye. I don't know.
Adios.
And adios. That's good.